Cinéphile. Roslyn Hyams.
Hello and welcome to our Fans of Films That Are More or Less French, all about love this month, in and out of love and love of cinema. This month saw the French release of Cannes 2018 festival hit love story Cold War, also a charming Franco-French production, a debut directorial feature from two well-loved French actors, Romain Boranger and Philippe Robot, called L'Amour Flou.
Serduszka, cztery oczy, ojojoj, co płakały we dnie w nocy,
First, Cold War, a Polish, French and UK co-produced dramatic romance. The young, bold and extremely ambitious Zula seduces the older Victor, a musicologist. Just after the end of World War II, he's been commissioned to make a study of Polish folk music and to find singers and dancers who can form a populist troupe as an emblem of Polish and Soviet communist values which can be exported internationally. Years later, Zula sings what was a rousing folk song, jazz style.
Żebym chłopca nie kochała. A ja chłopca chaps za szyję, będę kochać póki żyję, będę kochać póki żyję.
Their love story, A Lot of Time in Music, traverses the East-West Cold War and takes us from Poland to Berlin to Yugoslavia and Paris. An impossible love story shows the dangers of life and love in the Eastern European bloc over a 30-year period when political and social freedoms were curtailed. Poland, Berlin, Yugoslavia and Paris all play roles in Cold War.
Cinéphile, guest of the month.
Pavel Pawlikowski, thank you very much for speaking to us today. I understand that it's partly based on a story that was very close to you, to do with your parents. To what degree is that true?
It's true up to a point, and I mean that kind of love story, and this specific love story, was always a source of irritation, annoyance, but also after they died, a great source of mystery and fascination. You know, there's a couple that met a long, long time ago. She was only 17, he was 27, and who got together, split up, then had a kid, unlike my heroes in the film. Then split up again, then left the country individually. And then they met again and got together again. They managed to quarrel once more, and so on. And that took sort of 40 years of their... I mean, they were clearly the couple, and the man and the woman in each other's life, but they couldn't sit still, you know. So that kind of love affair and relationship, these mechanics, you know, were at the source of Cold War. And also the fact that they had to change countries where they suddenly had to deal in another language, cope with a different set of demands, and change characteristics in some ways, as you often do when you move countries. All that, you know, is there in the story in a very condensed form.
This is a really obvious question for anybody who's going to see the film and who would have seen either two films, one after the other, in black and white. Why did you choose black and white again? Very highly contrasted black and white, but black and white nonetheless.
I just couldn't imagine Poland in colour, Poland of that period, you know, and I did sort of fantasize about all sorts of other approaches and shooting it in colour, but in the end, black and white was the only kind of right and honest way of showing it, you know, because the Poland in that period was very murky, or brown, grey, green. You know, there wasn't a kind of colour palette that would have worked, so black and white was obvious. it's a kind of shorthand with the audience, but also it's a great medium to work with, and, you know, because you can make the black and white really colourful, you know, really dynamic and contrasty and kind of interesting. It doesn't have to be kind of grey, as it very often is. So although we shot it on digital camera, but we still lit it very much like a black and white film should be lit. You know? So I hope it's as dramatic and dynamic as a good colour film would have been.
The film has already been on general release in Poland. What was your sense of the way the film was received?
In numbers, it's incredible success, surprisingly. I mean, it's a black and white film that doesn't kind of tell the story in a very straightforward way. And I think we had like 750,000 people who went to see it. So for a Polish-speaking black and white film, it's a huge, huge thing. And it obviously struck a chord, you know, and I'm sort of trying to work out why. From what people tell me, it's something to do with the love story, which is, I thought it was very eccentric, but actually it strikes a universal chord. You know, most people recognize some fragment of their love, big love story in these to-ings and fro-ings of the two heroes, and also something to do with the music, where suddenly this kind of uncool folk music comes out in such a kind of major way and suddenly is revealed to be really beautiful. I hope it's something to do with the film.
Thank you very much for speaking to us today. We wish you all the very best with the film.
Thank you very much. Let's see how it goes.
In halls in the UK in August, Cold War has enjoyed broad exposure. Upcoming international release dates for Pavel Pavlikovsky's second feature include in November, Argentina, Russia, Sweden and Germany, and in December, Rocking and Rolling On in the Netherlands, Romania, Brazil and the US.
Take two. Saturn. Cinephile. RFI's Movie Pick.
The title of a first feature, L'amour flou, is a play on words. The French l'amour fou means literally mad love or madly in love or crazy love, we might say. And l'amour flou means hazy love in English. Romain Bouranger and Philippe Robot, a real-life ex-couple with two real-life children, are the directors and stars of this film, which is funny and moving. It's their story. They were in love. They're not in love anymore. At least they may not be. But they still love each other. They separate and come up with the brilliant idea to live next door each other with their children's bedroom between the two adjoining apartments. It seems like a brilliant idea until the two adults try to move on with their own personal lives, needs and new relationships. The result of their combined talent is a comical, lively, airy and colourful film for today.
Il se passe un truc, c'est que Roman et moi on se sépare.
Oh,
c'est arrivé. Eh ouais.
Sans Roman, je vois pas comment tu vas faire. Tu vas habiter où?
Papa, maman, ils vont plus habiter ensemble.
Tu vas avoir papa.
After a series of often farcical but also probable situations sprinkled with anger, frustration and something essential, Bouranger and Robot manage a happy ending, in real life apparently, just as in their movie. Their film won the Audience Award at the Angoulême Film Festival in France in August, and I spoke to them just after the announcement. With loads of experience as actors, it's however new territory for both as directors.
I feel proud, like maybe I've never been. Being an actress, it's very different than being a director. It's our thing, it's our object. We made it with our family, children, friends. Everybody went without any money, without even knowing what will be next. And now it's a film, and now there is a prize, and it's a prize from the audience. And the people laugh and the people cry with the film. It's unbelievable. It's like, we did it, we did this thing. My father, he always told me, do not stay only an actress, make your own object. And we've done that together, one object forever.
And the emotion, if I can, excuse me, the emotion is
Philippe
coming.
Robot.
Yeah, Philippe Robot. The emotion is coming from the fact that the people were receiving the message of love. Like if we were John Lennon and Yoko Ono, because that's what we think. We think we are the reincarnation of John Lennon, but not Yoko Ono because she is alive. But I'm very proud that people hear that in 2018. Sorry,
2018.
Yes, in a period which is very difficult to hear a message of love. I think I'm very proud of that, that people are okay.
Thank you very much.
War is over.
War is over if you want it.
Hats off to Pawlikowski and to Bourranger and Robot, and to you for listening to Cinéphile number 19. Until next time or sooner, from me, Roslyn Hyams. So long, farewell.
On est pas bien là, hein?